Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that? Bam!
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if it did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Howdy, everybody!
What?
What? Howdy!
Okay.
Well, I didn't want to go with a full, you know, uncomfortable yeah, okay. with howdy, you know.
Yeah.
Howdy, boy.
I'm nervous about okay. that. I just give it a howdy.
So, yeah, I was just, you said, oh, you on today? I'm like.
I knew you were, but I just wanted to get you. We were actually starting on time today, so I was just like, oh, we should let Leroy know. Because I know we usually feel like we have a grace period of like 10:04.
The JFig time.
Yeah. So I was just like, yeah, I should let Leroy know. We're you know, we might be ready to go. So what's going on, buddy? Long time no see.
Long time. Hey. No, don't worry, El Tobino filled in quite well.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, man. It's been okay. Rained all day Friday.
I'm aware.
So I got soaking wet on the golf course.
Oh, on the golf course, yeah.
Right, and then,
was that a local thing, or did you go to the West Coast for this one?
No, it was here. He has it. It's Keith Byers. He has every year a 2-day thing.
Cool.
Same time of year.
Very cool.
Right, and then Monday I played in a scramble, charity scramble for a high school at Trump.
Oh.
And let me tell you, the money they put into Live is. Unbelievable. They're building structures. They got music. It is phenomenal.
It looks like it. I'm seeing like a lot of advertisement for it all over the place.
It's crazy. So to see it up close, to see all the little, like, you know, when you watch a golf tournament, right, they always have, like, you know, the corporate, you know, the sponsors, suites and stuff like that around the golf, you know, usually around 9 or 18, or like if you do the one in Arizona, they do the one hole, the 16th hole, where it's almost like a little stadium. Mm-hmm. But they build all this stuff. And so you're thinking, well, LIV Golf is not as, you know, big as the PGA Tour, or it's not as many golfers, or they're in shorts and they have like a DJ going during the tournament, and it's a team event and an individual event. Dude, the money they put into this is crazy.
It sounds like it, dude. It sounds like it. Let's get to some headlines here, brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
All right, we got another rule change. I got another rule change here from the NFL.
I can explain it.
You talked about the do you want me to give you the new one? Because I don't know what.
The kickoff.
Okay. Well, the new kickoff rule has been approved by the NFL. I'll give everybody a little graphic here. This is from Jeff Darlington's Twitter account, but just to kind of give everybody a looky-loo at what it might be for our video audience here, because we are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Go ahead, Leroy, explain.
So the receiving team will line up at the 40. Is that right? Who's the kickoff and who's the receiving team?
Blue is kickoff.
Okay. The receiving team will line up at the 35, which is about where they normally line up. The kicking team will move up to the 40. So there's only 5 yards in between. The kicker will kick the ball. If it goes out of the end zone, now here's where I'm not sure. If it goes out of the end zone, they get the ball on the 35.
Yes. If they kick it straight to the end zone.
Straight to the end zone, they get it on 35.
Yes.
If they kick it and it hits the ground, it's in play.
It's in play.
And here's the deal. Nobody can move until the football hits something, whether it's the field, whether the receiver catches it. So what they're doing is they're trying to promote returns while trying to avoid the collisions.
Because it's been a colossal waste of time. There's only been returns apparently on like 20% since they've changed the rules.
So they just kick it out of the back of the end zone, and you get it on the – and they say that's good. But if you notice – at certain parts of the game, they would purposely kick it short, right? So the kicker would return it. And for reasons I can't explain, they would never get back to the 20, right? You can return it. And then they had the rule where you could fair catch it and you get it on 25. I don't know. That's college, I think.
Yeah, there's no more fair catches. You can't fair catch
it. No more fair catches.
You can't fair catch it in this anymore. You have to be returned. So the returner,
as soon as it crosses the goal line, it's dead.
No, once it crosses the goal line, if it rolls into the goal line, it's a 20-yard touchback. If they kick it into the end zone, 35. But there's this thing called the target zone. They adopted this from the XFL, which I don't know watching.
Well, you know what? Here, don't just dismiss what these other leagues have done.
Oh, I'm not dismissing it. I'm just letting everybody know where they're getting
this. A lot of the stuff that you see as far as technology,
XFL,
has come from the XFL. Mm-hmm.
No, the sky cam, all that stuff.
The sky cam, the pylon camera.
Yeah, no.
That stuff has come from the XFL. So let's not just dismiss what these other leagues are doing.
Yeah, so they have this thing called the target zone that you have to kick it into. And like Leroy said, nobody can move till somebody touches the ball or touches the ground, or you have to stay still. Everyone's going to be away from the kicker. And I got to be honest with you, for the team with some of the fastest players in the league, Devon Achane.
Right, right.
Exciting, dude.
Here's the problem, though. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you eliminated on the kickoff. The surprise onside kick.
I know.
But because when you have to announce you're having an onside kick, and then it moves back to original lineup.
Yeah, and
but what they do is you can split them up. So you can go 6-4 instead of 5-5. You can go 6-4. But here's the deal. And I never agree with this dude, but I agree with him in this, and that's Bart Scott.
Oh, wow.
Football is a game of surprises, right? If you have to announce what the hell you're going to do, what's the point?
I think the only thing I would say is...
But because of the way they line up, you have to do it. You can't kick an onside kick from back there.
Right. Well, they're trying to... They want to do all these rules. They want to make action on the kickoff, but try and still eliminate people getting, you know, blown up.
Right.
But the one thing I would say is you still do have the onside kicks at end of games that at least now you could split up the lineups a little bit. Maybe you have a better chance because they were saying like 5% of onside kicks actually work. It'll
still be the same thing because you keep in mind, and this is what I used to enjoy about it, there was a point in time where you would put like offensive linemen in the front of that line to kind of slow these guys down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a surprise onside kick, and the big uglies are the ones trying to get on the ball. Surprise! That's a surprise. When you say I'm onside kicking, then you move all the little people, the people that have better hands than the kickoff team, that's not a surprise.
Yeah, so, look, Sean Payton will go down. He's got the last, important onside kick. Surprise.
Made a whole career off of that thing. Dude.
Still is. Crazy. Still is. Still rolling there. Still is there.
Yep. So I like it. I think it'll bring here. I hated the fact that you eliminated a part of the game that a lot of teams used. Because if you have good special teams and good return teams, right, that's a benefit to you. That's something you have that everybody else doesn't have. And so you can use that to your advantage. The way the kickoff has been, you basically eliminated it. So teams that were able to flourish in that part of the game, they just tell the kicker, kick it out of the end zone. And then you had no return. Mm-hmm. Or you have guys trying to return it 7 yards deep. And for reasons I can't explain, every time they returned the ball out of the end zone, they got to the 9.
Yeah.
So it's a weird dynamic. But this almost makes the kicker pooch kick it. So there's a return. And I'm more than sure all these players, all these teams are going to think this. We're already on the 40. If he kicks it high enough and catches it, we can still get him inside the 20 or whatever. And the kickoff team is thinking, if we can create a crease, so what you're going to see is they're going to line up here and they're going to do it almost like a blocking scheme. Somebody's going to cross, somebody's going to come around and try to create a space in that line because it's right there. And now you're going to have kick. I promise you, I'm going to say this right now. This rule is currently constructed. There will be more returns for touchdowns.
I'm excited.
Than there's ever been in a long time.
And that's what's exciting. If you're a Dolphin fan, I think, because you know you got a lot of speed back there that you could. I don't think they'll put Tyreek back there, but I mean, you know A-chan. Maybe.
Yep. Well, if he can stay healthy.
Well, I mean, science.
You don't have faith in our boy Braxton?
Braxton's pretty good. Braxton too. But, you know, I mean,
that's his thing.
H-N,
that's his thing.
Okay.
Hey, can I just say this?
He's sold already.
You can put two guys back there, I think.
You can.
I think you can.
No.
Yeah, you just.
Why would you? You don't need to. Why not have another blocker?
I understand, but you can do it. I think you can.
But you can't. Where the ball's being kicked. You can't kick it away from the kicker. Therefore, you don't need two of them.
Mm.
You can still put two back, man.
No, you can't.
I'm just saying.
But if you put like,
I love the way you guys have a conversation with me, and I'm telling you what the point of having two guys back there was. And now you can't do it. What's the point in having a wasted body back there?
Well, you know.
So you put H here.
What about the reverse, dude?
You put A-chan and Berrios back there, And now you lose a blocker.
Yeah, but HN only need one blocker.
That's true.
He only need one blocker.
One cut, go.
Oh, my God. Welcome back, Leroy. Now, I'm telling you what. Which one of you guys need to put on the hair, the bowl cut, and you could be Dumb and Dumber? Because I'm just telling you.
Why can't one of you? All you need is one.
All you need is one returner.
Okay, but there's you admit. I mean, you've been a part of these special teams before. There's always one guy who's not doing nothing,
that's
right?
True.
He's just running around.
Yeah.
You know, it's some idiots blocking somebody in the back. Mm-hmm. So if I take one of the idiots,
no,
make him HN
again. That's the equivalent to saying, it's third and short. Let's go five wides, and not use a tackle. And just put a running back there. It makes no sense.
What are you going to run right now? Sounds like a good play.
No, you're not going to run. You're not going to run nothing.
HN doesn't need an extra blocker.
That's true.
One cut. Gone.
Okay, till somebody smashes him on the 10. And he goes, why? You got two guys back there. You don't need them.
We'll take a quick break. Lots to get to here on the show. Tommy Hutton, he's going to join us this hour. We'll talk a little. We got Marlins opening day just around the corner. He'll tell us not to quibble. We're back with more after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, our Dave and Buster's gift card giveaway is back. Got your chance to win a $250 gift card that you can win to see the tournament, the Heat, the Panthers, and more. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave and Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood.
Hey, can I, something about March Madness?
Yes.
I found myself watching the women's games more than the men's games.
That's what everybody's saying, man. No. I mean, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not watching either, but I've heard that buzz around. There's more people that everybody knows between, between the stars of each. Caitlin Clark.
Reese, Juju. Yeah, they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Games are.
Caitlin Clark was talking it. She's like, we know you guys are more interested in the women's game than the men's game. She right.
Yeah.
She might be right. There's definitely, there's something about it for sure. I mean, her ratings have been monsters.
The backstory.
Yeah, her ratings have been monsters. And then, of course, you have the Kim Mulkey thing that's going around, too, with her whole drama.
Did that report ever come out?
I don't think it has yet. I don't think it has yet. So I'm not sure when that.
Dan was saying that there's no way she can do anything.
What does that mean?
That she could sue them. Because the Washington Post, if they, with all the lawyers and stuff like that.
She can't sue them.
Yeah, there's no way that could, story comes
she,
out.
She could sue them, but she ain't going to win.
Hmm. Well, no one knows, even, I guess. I was going to say, what is the story about?
But we don't know. Thing.
That's the premise of it.
Like, yeah, we don't so, know. We
what's she so damn nervous about?
Well, that's now we, when you lash now out we, like that. Yeah, yeah
now we want to know.
It's true.
Here's what I would say about where college sports is versus where it was. All right? When in the days you went to a university, that head coach was the voice of authority, right? When you went there, you trust that that person was going to put you in the best spot to succeed, and you just followed blindly. You may get yelled at. You may get cussed at. You may get pushed. But it was all for the idea that I want you to be the best player that you can be. So as football goes, you never made anything of it, right? Then it changed with NIL, with transfer portal, with being able to sue universities or what have you, that these older coaches, these coaches that have been in it for a while, those old ways of doing things mean something different now. Kids are more sensitive. Things affect them anymore. I once told a coach, do what you can. I'm from New Orleans. You can't break me.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff didn't bother me. But it's not like that anymore.
I'd have a hard time believing this report would just have to be just her being hard on players. It's got to be something more. There's we've already had all the extremes of, you know, one dude put a kid in a shed one time. Like what? Well, yeah, like what? Be. What could we have in this day and age where you'd be like, oh, that was a little too rough, as far as just coaching is? Like, there's got to be something more salacious, dude, for her to come out like that.
I know, but dude, you would be amazed at some of the things that people, that coaches have, things that coaches have done that are no now. You know, I'm just saying. I don't know what the story is. And that's the thing. Now everybody wants to know what the story is. If she wouldn't have said that, nobody would have cared. Right? Yep. And here's the other thing. I always have a problem with this is a big story because the women's game is big now. Where if it was status quo and the men, everybody was concentrating on the men, this women's story would be nothing. You see what I mean?
That's okay, but that doesn't make what. That's the thing where we don't know what the story is because it doesn't make it any less wrong.
Right? We don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Listen, I'm not.
I think that was kind of her point of like, oh well, why are you guys releasing? It's like, well, that's anybody. Like any story is going to grab more eyeballs normally when something's starting up. They've done that in every other league. That's not a thing exclusive to just the women's tournament. They do that all over the place with if a baseball season is starting. Hell, look what Shohei Ohtani's going through right now. With by the way, I mean,
we're still trying to figure out what the hell the story is, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, according to him, now $4 million just went whoopsie. I don't know. New translator's got to be like, oh man. Oof.
Well, I would say this: it went from I was covering for a friend, right?
Mm.
To something else, to he stole the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, unbeknownst to me, $4.5 million. Gone.
You'd be amazed, man, how many people get money stole trusting the people while they do their job. Right? That's not unheard of.
This is kind of unheard of, though. Like gambling debts and bookies and a bookie.
Well, no, that part of
giving
it.
A line of credit, that is a we're not talking about an investment here. We're talking about gambling debt.
Yeah. Mm. We're talking about a guy who makes $80,000 or $65,000 getting a $4.5 million credit line with a bookie.
Yeah, that is, and also, like, but
you can't, dude. Try go. Let me explain something to you. And I know that there's some shady characters in the betting game.
Sure.
Right. But let's think of it this way. If he would have went to buy a house, right? The only way he could get that house is if Shohei co-signed.
Of course.
So, how is he able to get a $4.5 million credit line unless Shohei had something to do with it? Right? If he, maybe he wasn't making the bets, but maybe he gave the, you know, and then the guy said, oh, I'm in the hole, and Shohei said, huh, tough. I don't know.
Yeah. It's and the other thing too is, you know, that I find interesting is, you know, like, you know, California is not happy with what Shohei Ohtani did with this whole, you know,
right,
kick the can down on your salary thing. And now all of a sudden there's something where, like, oh, the IRS is working on something. Hey, by the way, there's another big fish that's swimming around here with Shohei and money that's unaccounted for, when there's already some shenanigans happening with his salary getting punted down 10 years after his career. So
why? Because California want that money now.
Yeah, dude. You don't think that has something to do with it?
Here, I would have a problem with it if this was unique to baseball. But New York didn't have a problem with the Met, who Bobby Bonilla, who finally got his last check. A
yeah, but Bobby
years
got
ago.
But Bobby got interest on his money, you know, like Bobby.
But, okay,
but like Shohei just like they did a shell game here, and then they got to get another couple of $300 million pitchers.
And
it's bull bleep.
Who, like, but again, it's your contract. How you get paid is up to your negotiators and what have you.
We will talk to a man, a great negotiator of word and baseball, no, Tommy Hutton.
You're going to have to negotiate with us.
Tommy Hutton, he's going to join us next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Why are we all wearing black shirts?
I don't know.
I didn't get the memo.
But yours is kind of like faded black. What are you wearing right now?
It's black.
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
it sounds like you did get the memo then.
Meh.
You got Heat and Warriors tonight as a big one for both teams. Miami Heat looking to keep it going as they won in convincing fashion against the Cavaliers.
Needed one of those.
We got the Panthers and Bruins tonight at 7 o'clock at the top of the Eastern Conference, and we are just a mere days away from opening day. We will be out there at Lone Depot Park. Marlins and Pirates to start the year. 4:10 is your first pitch. Jesus Luzardo on the hill. The hometown kid getting a chance to get it going. So
I like him. We talked to him. I like him.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's a good kid. Had a great year last year, and very excited.
Do you think it's different having the? Well, ask Tommy.
Yeah, we'll ask Tommy. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The great Tommy Hutton there. He joins us on the guest line as you got Bally Sports Florida. They begin their coverage of this Marlins season. You will be your home for Marlins baseball all year. And Tommy, Paul Severino, and the entire crew, Rod Allen, everybody there, Craig Minervini, they all do a fantastic job of covering your Marlins. And so let's bring Tommy along here. Tommy, you got us?
I got you guys. I like the lead in music, me and Leroy down by the schoolyard.
Tommy, before we get into the Marlins here, the Shohei Ohtani thing has obviously taken on a life of its own. What's your reaction to just everything going on around Ohtani and the story here? And what do you think is I guess, going to be the fallout of this?
Well, I think obviously because it is Shohei Ohtani and what he represents to not only the Dodgers, but to the game of baseball with the huge contract and with what he can do. It's very interesting and it's attracted a lot of attention. I got to kind of let it run out and see how things go. I have to believe him. I listened to some of the press conference he had yesterday. You know, you got to believe that he did not know. Yet a part of your brain says he's known this guy for 6 years. You know, some part of me says he did know, but I don't think he personally did any betting. Just from what I have heard about him, he's so focused on baseball. He's so focused on wanting to be the best player ever. So we'll see how it plays out. It's just brought a lot of negative attention, I guess, to the Dodgers, who are expected by most to win. Out west, certainly.
This spring, there's been a couple of cool stories, but seeing Sixto Sanchez make the club after, you know, the shoulder injury, you know, so excited to trade for him in that Real Muto deal, and then, you know, is dealing with everything that he dealt with. What do you think are fair expectations for Sixto? Because, man, such a highly touted arm, but you don't know after missing that much time. What do you think the Marlins fan can expect from him and what he's going to bring to the table?
Well, I know one thing, and listening to Skip Schumacher talk about him, they love his demeanor on the mound when he goes into games. And you think about it, he had a perfect spring. He didn't allow an earned run in spring training in 9 innings. I think what has happened, all of a sudden, he's realized with the shoulder issues he's had over the years, the last couple of years, that he finally realized that he can let go and he can let loose. And right now, nothing's going to happen, and he feels good. The velocity's up, the slider, the changeup. So I'd look for him out of the bullpen, sixth, seventh inning maybe, to break him in and see how things go at that point. But it was great to see what he did in the spring, and certainly he was one of the bright spots of camp.
Tommy, I have a question about Lizardo. Is it Lizardo, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be the opening day starter.
Yes.
Is there a big difference? Because, look, he had an amazing year last year, but it was kind of, you know, Sandy's thing, right? Now he's kind of stepping into that role. Is there any more pressure on, say, a pitcher that has now had to take over or assume that role of a guy that you knew was going to have it if he was healthy, and now you got to fill those shoes, or you just go out and kind of, you know, we talked to him. He just said, I'm going to do me. But there has to be some pressure on him, right? Because everybody's expecting you to kind of come in and be what Sandy was.
Yeah, I think we all know in a perfect world, if Sandy Alcantara was healthy, he'd be starting opening day. I believe he had four straight of those. If you're Jesus Luzardo, you have to just say, okay, this is a start. It is special because it's opening day. Mm-hmm. It's in the ballpark of a team that he rooted for as a kid. So he's going to have to try to put that aside and throw the ball the way he did last year. You mentioned his record, ERA around 3.5. He had over 30 starts. He was extremely solid. His spring training was okay, but that's, you know, you don't look too much at that. And you just hope he approaches it as a start against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The other thing about starting opening day is that a lot of times, because of the way the schedule goes, you get matched up all the time with the other team's ace as well. Mm-hmm. So it makes it tough. It doesn't always happen that way because of off days, but a lot of times you do get stuck with that other team's ace.
How frustrating do you think the spring was for Skip because of all these nagging injuries that hit what people thought was going to be the projected rotation, like with – Yuri and Braxton dealing with what they're dealing with and Cabrera, and you have to just kind of make this pivot. Do you think that maybe it's an easier thing to deal with because it is the start of the year, or does it make it tougher because, like, usually in spring you're expecting your plans to kind of play out normally and injuries will come along during the year? So how tough a challenge do you think this is for Skip that he's got to immediately go to, all right, we thought this was going to be the rotation, now we're going in a different place?
Yeah, what's the great quote? Best laid plans. didn't always work out, doesn't always work out, but that's why you have to try to have some depth. And we've talked over the years, last couple especially, of the depth the Marlins have in starting pitching. So at least with those guys out, the ones you mentioned, Yuri and Cabrera, I believe Braxton Garrett will be back before those two. He's starting to throw some bullpens and throw some BP. So I think he probably would be back first of those three. But it makes you feel good that in watching A.J. Puk, who has transferred from a bullpen role to a starter, watching him in the spring, he was tremendous. Ryan Weathers had an outstanding spring, and to see him pitch. And then Trevor Rogers as well threw the ball well and threw the ball healthy. That's good. And the other thing I was happy to see Skip Schumacher and the organization announced Max Meyer would be the fifth starter of the year. So he's had a little taste of the big leagues, but of course coming off Tommy John surgery. But again, he's got that same stuff inside of him that Sixto Sanchez has, and the organization likes that.
Tommy, this team, if at the end of the year, we're going to say this team won because of their pitching, correct? It's not going to be because they're going to be able to outscore. You know, even though they do have some pop, they're going to rely more on their pitching, and that pitching staff is going to carry this team. Is that an accurate assessment?
I could go there, or I could go this team won because Jazz Chisholm Jr. stayed healthy for 150 games. How about that?
It happened his first year. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not going to put it all on Jazz either.
Yeah.
It would be nice to see him healthy for a good amount, 140 games, whatever. But you're right. If the guys that are in the rotation right now hang in there and throw the ball well, then it's almost like you have reserves coming in who actually have more credibility than the guys that are starting the season. So if you could do that and then bring in an Edward Cabrera, you don't have to rush the guys that have injuries, and you don't have to rush a Yuri Perez. You don't have to rush a Braxton Garrett. So that's what you like to see. But then the good news is when those guys come back, you've got a really solid pitching staff.
What'd you make of Jazz's comments last week, Tommy, where he, you know, seems to like the clubhouse dynamic a lot more now than when he was the young guy, and some of the veterans he felt, I guess, picked on or didn't like the dynamic there? Do you think there's something to that Jazz is in a happier place just because of the people that are in the clubhouse?
He probably is. For me, an old school guy, not crazy about a lot of his comments and throwing former teammates under the bus. It's stuff that you just don't like to see. But if Jazz feels more comfortable in the clubhouse, if he feels it's a better clubhouse, then who knows? Maybe he'll have a better year.
Tommy, I do have, and I heard the comments, and I have more of a reason behind it that people really don't realize. When you're a young player in a locker room, they want you to be seen and not heard. Jazz has never been that guy. That's just his personality. So maybe he rubbed a lot of the veterans the wrong way. Now that these young guys are coming into the locker room, they almost look up to him so that he doesn't have that same type, you know, of interaction with other players on the team. And so that's why I think it has nothing to do with Jazz. It has nothing to do with the other players. It's just that young player going in locker room, the older guys, the old heads want that guy to be seen and not heard, and maybe not as boisterous as Jazz has and always will be.
Yeah, I agree. It's a total generational thing because there are fewer guys that are seen and not heard.
right.
in today's game. And that's correct. just the way it is. And right. as I said, it's a generational thing. I can recall the first time I was called up to the Dodgers, and I sat there and didn't say a peep because I didn't want to, because that's the way I was taught. And that's the way it was back then. As the old saying goes, you spoke when you were spoken to.
Yep.
And it's different now. And so hopefully, again, if all of this works for Jazz and he stays healthy, then so be it. It'll be a better clubhouse and he'll have a good year.
We were talking to Peter Bendix last week, Tommy, and a very interesting dude. Excited to see what he brings to the organization. But he seems to think like Tim Anderson still has something in the tank. What if they get, you know, the guy that he was a couple of years ago? What does that change for this team and their outlook for the year?
Well, it's tremendous. I mean, it was a topic of conversation all offseason. Who's going to play shortstop? And for a long time, John Birdie was the guy, but John Birdie is best suited coming in and playing all different positions and getting his 300 or 400 at bats. But to have a guy, a former batting champ, a guy who prior to last year had four consecutive seasons hitting over 300, he's a solid shortstop. He's not great. He's not bad, but his hitting ability is tremendous. He doesn't walk much between Arise and Tim Anderson. Two guys up the middle, by the way. You talk about a shortstop second base combo who I think are going to put together a ton of base hits this year. Neither one walks a whole lot. So they go up there, swing the bat, and I think Tim Anderson has something to prove for himself personally because of the disappointing season he had last year. So I think he's going to be solid. I'm actually interested to see where Skip Schumacher hits him in the lineup. He hadn't really said. He might hit him second. He might hit him more down fifth or sixth.
Is that like that? You can't have those two guys hit near each other, right?
Well, that's why I think that, because if you have, you'd love to have those two guys first and second if one of them walked a little bit more, but because they're both such free swingers, you probably want to split them up. So I would guess he'll probably, he did it a few times in spring training. He had Josh Bell hitting in the number two spot. So we'll see what he does for opening day.
Tommy Hutton, you guys can hear him this season on Bally Sports Florida with Paul Severino. Whole crew there do a fantastic job. Tommy, we can't wait for the year, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Tommy. No quibbling today.
No quibbling today, man.
No. You guys are starting to learn the game a little bit. So hey, always good to talk to you guys.
There you go. Tommy. Tommy Hutton, we appreciate him hopping on with us there.
That is a recipe for disaster. Two guys who never walk.
Well, we'll see. Yeah.
Batting back to back.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, that.
It's, wait, think about.
But the thing of it, look, the thing with the Rise is
Jazz gets on base, and you got not only two guys who don't walk or strike out, you got two guys who make contact.
Yeah, well,
so that's two chances for a double play.
The thing with Arise, though, is like he's very good at hitting and getting on. Like,
right, that, right.
You know,
I would almost go Arise second, or Josh Bell and Arise third, and then move Anderson farther down. So at least you still like clean up. So fifth or sixth. So at least you know you're going to be able to get a ball in play.
Well, we appreciate Tommy giving us some time. We'll be live from opening day, Lone Depot Park on Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thursday.
Thank you. I was just confirming because, I haven't missed anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, sometimes the messages get a little, lost.
I got you, buddy. All right. We'll take a break. Back with more to this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.